Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another podcast. My name is Patty. The shop is Herbs to Your Health. Our phone number is 724-836-7440. Our website is www.herbstoyourhealth.net. You can place an order there. You can send me a message. All messages are responded to within 24 hours or sooner. If we do not respond to your message, that means we didn't get it, so send it again. If you have been taking supplements for a really long time and decide that you want to quit and start eating at chain restaurants or just go willy-nilly with the foods that you eat and watch the news and worry yourself a lot, go ahead and do that. April Fool's. That was a really nasty April Fool's joke, right? Yeah, we can't do any of that. We have to do the work all the time. Even people who say, well, I take a day or two off a week of taking supplements. I mean, I used to do that in the 90s, like take one day off of taking supplements. Yeah, in 2023, there is not a day off of taking supplements. There is not a day off of being vigilant and diligent about the foods, the thoughts, the taking extreme care of yourself. As promised last week, 70% of Americans suffer from heart disease. 40% have cancer. 90% have a vitamin deficiency. 100% have a mineral deficiency. 90% have insufficient levels of vitamin D. And then you see people reading articles, they show them to me. Oh, too much vitamin D is bad for you, so I quit taking it. Propaganda, yellow journalism, just very false. So, you know, if it feels false to you, it is false. However, if you're looking for an excuse to not take supplements, you can find all kinds of excuses. 90% of Americans have a vitamin B12 deficiency. 60% are deficient in vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium, and magnesium. 100% get insufficient potassium. But there is hope. It's easily reversible. So regenerate your health naturally. I don't think I've ever talked about combination potassium before. Adequate potassium intake is associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular and other chronic diseases. In fact, it's well established that a high potassium intake provides protection against high blood pressure, stroke, cardiac dysfunction, kidney stones, and osteoporosis. So the consumption of a variety of potassium-rich foods is recommended. You know, as we're supposed to eat 9 servings of fruits and 9 servings of vegetables per day. That was actually outlined in the Dietary Guidelines for Americans in 2005. So all these years later, what is that, 18 years later, nobody does that. Everybody has forgotten about it. Potassium is an essential mineral required for healthy energy metabolism and cellular functions. It's also necessary for maintaining proper pH, alkalinity of body fluids, which leads to more effective excretion of toxins from the body. As we know, potassium plays a vital role in blood pressure regulation, but also muscle contractions, nervous system activity, fluid and mineral balance, and works in conjunction with sodium to normalize the heartbeat. Just a word about sodium. I believe I've said this before. If you're using sea salt, pink sea salt, or Himalayan sea salt, or the kind I get from a beach in, I don't know, South America somewhere. They just collect it off the beach. Very, very, very healthy. You can use that on your vegetables if you want. It's not the salt that is in the blue cylinder with the girl with the umbrella and the motto, when it rains, it pours. That is very bad for everybody. That is processed salt. Do not eat that. Okay. Potassium deficiency is, you know, I guess it's pretty widespread and common. Did you know that chronic stress depletes potassium? So rheumatoid arthritis is helped by having sufficient amounts of potassium. And bone density, so if you are at risk for osteoporosis, you know, they say elderly women are between 70 and 80 years old. Okay, whatever. High potassium intake is associated with a lower risk of developing diabetes. So combination potassium is what we have. It is an herbal form of potassium. Herbs and botanicals, along with numerous other vitamins, minerals, essential amino acids, and plant enzymes. Kelp is an ingredient. We know kelp for its rich iodine content, but it also contains a high concentration of minerals, including potassium and magnesium, as well as vitamins, essential amino acids, protein, and dietary fiber. We know that kelp promotes thyroid function. Dulse is another seaweed. It's a relatively unknown red seaweed that has protein, vitamins, and minerals, potassium, calcium, magnesium, silicon, and iron. There's alfalfa, you know, another mineral-rich herb. It has potassium, calcium, magnesium, plant enzymes, vitamins, minerals, protein. Horseradish, really good source of potassium, calcium, and magnesium. White cabbage and horsetail. So let's just everybody add some potassium. So my April Fool's joke that didn't go over too well, at least with me. kind of, you know, was embodied in a person who came in last week to, quote unquote, get back on the wagon. Had fallen off for 2 years. This person was interested in cleansing and brain health. I see the connection. You know, there is a huge gut-brain connection. So if you're not really paying attention to your health, I guess pretty soon you're going to have to pay attention to being sick. But, you know, human resilience has its limitations. You cannot drink alcohol and go eat at chain restaurants every single day of your life and expect to live to be, you know, 68 years old maybe. Or worry, you know, if you think you're doing a good job worrying, you're not. You are shortening your life. So find ways. We'll tell you how to do it if you make an appointment and come into Herbs to Your Health. We have so many tools to help people stop worrying. You know, when you worry, you're using your imagination to create things you don't want. So why do that? Anyway, as human beings, we have an amazing capacity to withstand a lot of stress, whether it's emotional stress or toxic stress. But there's a point where that no longer happens. we also have a great capacity to heal. So, you know, if you cut your thumb or finger chopping vegetables, put a Band-Aid on it and it heals. I'd say wash it and put silver on it and then put a Band-Aid on it. It's an amazing perk of being human. The body heals itself if we remove the obstacles to healing. And if we do that, there are no limits to how much the body can heal. So if you have a bucket and you put environmental toxins and pharmaceutical drugs and sugar and heavily processed foods and pesticides and genetically modified organisms and food additives and metals and alcohol and all that stuff, pretty soon the bucket's going to tip over. When you sleep, the lymphatic system in your brain drains out toxins. Sleep strengthens the bucket. Here's what else strengthens the bucket. A plant-based diet, organic, good nutrition, or grow your own food. Clean air and water, a good microbiome. If your bucket gets too full of stressors, it tips over. The umbilical cord has 200 toxins in it. And so think about the compromised generation of babies. There's, you know, those tiny bodies of our children and grandchildren. We don't want to compromise them. So we do this all for posterity, for the earth. So the first cleansing tool is water. It washes your insides. Every organ of elimination, the colon, the sweat glands, the kidneys, the lungs, the liver, the skin requires water to function properly. Have to drink adequate amounts of water. I'm laughing already because you know what the test is? You pull up the skin on the back of your hand, and if it takes more than a second to go back, it means you're dehydrated. Or, in my case, it means you're old. When my baby grandson is falling asleep, he likes to do that, and then it makes me laugh, and then he doesn't fall asleep. So, pain can be a sign of dehydration. So we need a half an ounce of water per pound of body weight every day. A half a gallon of water, 2 quarts, is 64 ounces, which is about right for a person who weighs 130 pounds. Okay. fiber keeps our intestines running smoothly. We need roughage, the non-soluble fiber, for colon health. We can take psyllium. Psyllium's really good for that, but you have to drink a lot of water too. Then we need enzymes to break down food and toxins for detoxification. Good enzyme products to consider for colon cleansing are Proactazyme Plus, high potency protease, small intestine detox, and bowel detox, which is actually a blend of fiber, enzymes, and cleansing herbs. So those cleansing herbs are like the soap that washes your insides clean. bitters are probably the most detoxifying of all categories of herbal remedies. Bitters generally aid liver function, increase bile flow, they're antimicrobial. Pungent herbs stimulate digestion. Salty herbs aid detoxification. A really good cleansing formula is cellular detox, which used to be called all cell detox, which used to be called special formula number one. So that particular formula has had three names. I'm not so sure if they've ever changed the formula. It's generally been the same. But the other two formulas that fit into a soap that washes your insides clean are Enviro Detox and Liver Balance. And might I suggest Detox Basics, which is a daily detoxifying program. It provides your body with the nutrients it needs to neutralize, prepare, and convert toxins for transport and elimination on a daily basis. It supports gut health and microbiome balance. And it's just four things in a packet, two tablets, two capsules in a packet. And there are 30 of them in the box, and you take one a day. It provides support for the liver, the kidneys, the bowel. It provides powerful antioxidants to quench free radicals. It supports the liver, the circulatory, the glandular, and the immune systems. It has vitamin A, berberine, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, milk thistle, dandelion, Bacillus coagulans, inositol, choline. It's really, really, really a good formula. And then bowel detox that I was talking about. It's an intestinal cleansing and maintenance formula. Yes, you can take it every day. It has a variety of vitamins, enzymes, and herbs that promote intestinal health and provide dietary fiber. It also supplies bulking agents and nutrients that improve the colon and the intestines and promote regular elimination of waste material. Then, additionally, it has ingredients that absorb toxins from the gastrointestinal tract and provide antioxidant and immune system support. It has vitamins A, C, and E, selenium, and lowers the risk of colorectal cancer. Good thing to take every day. It has hydrochloric acid, pancreatin, which is produced by the pancreas to digest proteins, carbohydrates, and fats in alkaline environments. It has pepsin, psyllium hulls, ginger, apple pectin, which is a source of water-soluble dietary fiber, charcoal marshmallow, chlorophyll, and bentonite clay, which detoxifies the intestinal tract. Another good herbal blend for gastrointestinal inflammation, leaky gut, maybe some cleansing. Good for viral infections, the immune system, uña de gato or cat's claw combination. Cat's claw has anti-inflammatory properties. It's been used in Peruvian medicine. It comes from the rainforests in Peru. It has large curved thorns, so that's why it gets the name cat's claw. It's been used for cancer, arthritis, gastrointestinal problems, really good for the immune system. It reduces intestinal inflammation and restores the integrity of intestinal membranes and leaky gut syndrome. Astragalus is in there. It's an important tonic herb. It has antiviral properties. It increases white blood cell count, enhances digestion, echinacea, and there's a little bit of vitamin C in there too. So most people die from chronic diseases than all other causes put together. You know, considering that the human body is actually designed to maintain healthy homeostasis and to heal itself, that's absolutely, it's almost unbelievable. What's even worse, chronic diseases strike the very young as well as the very old. Children have diabetes, heart disease, cancer. You know, people, you don't have to be old to get those chronic diseases. However, I have to say that, you know, the older you get, the more you are, you know, living in the intoxicated 21st century. So there are chances, but, you know, if you do things every single day, we have toxins in our food, our water, our air, the products people use to clean their houses and their themselves, and beauty products. And Charlotte Gerson, the founder of the Gerson Institute, says that all chronic diseases are caused by two and only two major problems: toxicity and deficiency. And that means that all those chronic diseases are totally preventable. The combination of eating nutrient-deficient foods and being overly exposed to toxins is really the elephant in the living room. It's the pandemic. But as long as you watch TV and do what they tell you to do on TV, you are part of the system. As long as you know, your calendar is full of doctor's appointments, you allow the medical profession to remove every single organ or replace every single joint in your body. I mean, every single organ that you can still live without. I mean, you know, I think they look at you as a good customer. Like, let's get that one back in here again and see what else we can do. Good customers. Do not be good customers of the allopathic medical profession. It is not an eleemosynary institution. Eleemosynary means charitable. It's for profit. So plants, fruits, berries, and vegetables are live foods. So provided they haven't been severely processed, the best time to eat these vegetables is from the farmer's market, you know, the local. Can't wait. Couple months maybe. We're going to have farmer's markets again. But in the meantime, we do the best we can with the organic, teeny tiny organic section in the grocery store. These plants, fruits, berries, and vegetables contain many phytochemicals the body can use to heal and nourish cells. When I was first getting better from being very ill, I bought a juicer. And, you know, I didn't have much energy at that time, so it would take me like a couple hours to make one glass of juice. And then I discovered, sometime after that, Nature's Harvest, the Avia plant protein powder, that you can then put the berries in, or frozen organic pineapple chunks, or, you know, just figure stuff out. Did you know there's a conscious effort on behalf of food manufacturers to get people addicted to foods that are convenient and inexpensive to make? This system is detailed in the investigative reporter Michael Moss's book, Salt, Sugar, and Fat, I think it's called. The top three substances that make processed foods so addictive. One of the guiding principles for the processed food industry is known as sensory specific satiety. It's described as the tendency for the big distinct flavors to overwhelm your brain, which respond by depressing your desire to have more. A recent study that showed that fat causes cancer. The good fats you know, super omega, krill oil, extra virgin olive oil, organic, do not cause cancer. But when they, along with the study, there was a picture of burger and fries. Chemicals cause cancer. Though, if you got them at a fast food place, they're laden with chemicals. So let's not get addicted to processed foods. Okay. Detoxifying your body is like growing a garden. We have to get rid of the toxins. Eliminating heavy metals and parasites and pesticides and toxins in the body. Every single day, it's a good idea. When the immune system fails, it's because of toxicity. If you're nutritionally deficient, you're like a toxin sponge. When you detoxify, and I just heard from a person, maybe Monday last week, I forget what day it was, about I haven't had an alcoholic beverage in 2 years. Another one has been since the beginning of the year, so what's that, 3 months? I guess sometimes people listen to me. There is no safe amount of alcohol. So I wanted to get on to the brain. Really helpful to understand that the brain is 70% water, so it's very sensitive to dehydration. If you want to begin protecting your brain and thinking more clearly, drink enough water. 50 to 60% of the dry weight of the brain is fat, with 35% of that fat being omega-3 essential fatty acids. So if you want to keep your brain healthy, eat the right kind of fats. You see what they did in that article? They say if you eat fat, you're going to get cancer. So then people quit taking their essential fatty acids. I mean, it's like subliminal, like the guy who called and ordered subliminal B12 complete. He meant sublingual. So we need our omega-3 essential fatty acids. The most abundant one in the brain is DHA. Besides fat, the brain also needs protein. Amino acids are necessary for the production of neurotransmitters. So super algae is great. Protein is really important for breakfast to stabilize blood sugar and mental alertness. Super algae contains significant amounts of amino acids and has been used to improve alertness, energy, and pituitary function. You know, if you start your day off with a Nature's Harvest smoothie and take all your supplements, you'll feel wonderful. And B vitamins are essential for the brain, as well as lowering the risk of Alzheimer's, dementia, and cardiovascular disease. Okay, a woman, I forget what, this is a couple weeks ago maybe, her mother is only 76 years old. And she's maybe in her 50s and her daughter's in her 30s. And she said that you know, at her young age of 50, low 50s, she was starting to worry about getting dementia because her 76-year-old mother had advanced dementia or Alzheimer's or something. So I say just, you know, take your supplements. I'm sorry about her mother. Is it reversible? I think. Do they want to do what they need to do to reverse it? Yeah, probably not. There's a link between declining memory, Alzheimer's, dementia, and inadequate levels of folic acid, B12, and B6. So Nutricom is a really good choice for getting B vitamins and supporting healthy brain function. An increasing body of evidence implicates that most problems with aging, to inflammation and oxidative stress, and all that, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, come from free radical damage and inflammation to the brain. So we need plenty of antioxidant rich fresh fruits and vegetables, organically grown if possible. Tygo. Oh my, how convenient is that? Convenient, easy. It's the lazy person's way to get a whole ton of antioxidants into your body to combat inflammation and reduce free radical damage. Super Trio is another really good one. And Brain Protex. Brain Protex contains ingredients that help protect the brain from free radical damage and preserve acetylcholine production in the brain. It has Chinese club moss, which has a traditional history of use for treating memory loss, dementia, mental illness, inflammation. It has anti-inflammatory properties. There's ginkgo in there. Dizziness, you know, if you have dizziness, ginkgo and ginger gets rid of dizziness like pretty quickly, I think. Ginkgo has proven helpful with difficulty in concentration, absent-mindedness, loss of memory, confusion, and of course dizziness, because it improves blood flow to the brain and helps protect the tissues from free radical damage. There's lycopene, an alpha-lipoic acid, high antioxidant supplements that help prevent oxidation of fats in the body. There's the four phosphatidyls, phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylinositol, and another one. Choline is converted to acetylcholine in the presence of B vitamins, and those enhance cognitive function like attention, short-term memory, telephone number recall, reading concentration, and then there's rhododendron in there. It is people living in the Republic of Georgia have longer lifespans. You know, it used to be a part of the Soviet Union. They have longer lifespans than people living in other parts of the world. They often live to be over 100 and continue to be functional in old age. And so one of their secrets is daily consumption of rhododendron, which is called snow rose, on a regular basis. It helps improve circulation to the muscles and the brain. It reduces brain damage from chemical and biological causes and acts as a free radical scavenger. I think my time is up. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and we are now officially in spring. Yay! Please come and visit us at Herbs to Your Health, or give us a call, 724-836-7440. Thank you. Bye.